Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Thanks for joining us at Burden and Blessing today as we consider another Word of the Week. My name is Nathaniel Mayhew, and today we will be considering the word mission. The word itself is not found very often, either in the Old or the New Testament, in many Bible translations. But the idea of a mission is. The definition for the word mission is sending or being sent for some duty or purpose. And we certainly find this concept of having a mission throughout both the Old and the New Testament. I'd like to focus on two aspects of this word mission. First, with the mission that Jesus had as our Savior, and then also the mission that He has given to us as His followers. We begin by taking a look at what the Apostle Paul wrote about the work of Jesus. In Romans chapter 8, verse 3, Paul writes, "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." We see that Jesus had a mission. He was sent by His Father in heaven to become sin for sinners, that we might become the righteousness which is found in Christ before God. The Apostle John also describes this purpose or this mission that Jesus had. John writes in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, "For this purpose or this mission, the Son of God was revealed or manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil." Jesus told His disciples that this was the reason that He had come to this earth. He said, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many." Jesus came with a mission. He was a man on a mission. His mission was to accomplish the salvation of sinners through His perfect life, which He lived as our substitute before God, and through His innocent death, by which He paid the debt of our sin and set us free from the power of the devil and from the curse of sin. As a result of the fact that Jesus has accomplished that mission given to Him by our Father in heaven, He has also given us a mission or a purpose in this life. Jesus told His disciples even before His death on the cross, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore be wise as serpents and harmless as doves." While Jesus had a mission, He also gave to His followers a mission. As He was sent forth, He says, "I also send you forth." Possibly one of the most familiar verses that describe the mission that Christ has given to His church or His followers here on earth comes from Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Just before Jesus ascended back into heaven, He spoke to His disciples and said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." That Savior, who has accomplished the mission that His Father in heaven had given to Him for the salvation of souls, has also sent us out on a mission. We are His witnesses to the world around us, His ambassadors before the world. How do we fulfill that mission that Christ has given to us? It might seem daunting, and yet we don't have to go to the ends of the earth, but we can fulfill that mission that Christ has given to us to go and make disciples, to baptize and to teach, by simply witnessing to those who are right next to us, in our homes, or right next door. Yesterday we celebrated Father's Day, and as we consider the mission which Christ has given to us of teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, we are reminded of Christ's purpose, given to fathers within the home, where he says, teach them diligently to your children. Talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. The Apostle Paul also writes about the importance of fathers and teaching their children when he writes in Ephesians 6, you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. He has given us purpose. His mission has given us purpose. May the Lord, who has defeated sin, conquered the devil, and fulfilled his mission, also help us to carry out the mission that he has given to us, that we might bear witness of his salvation to the ends of the earth.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.